This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Allah intended that you die at the age of 18 and 20 and 30. This is self-inflicted, dear brothers and sisters. And here's the thing with death. There you have, you've been building this brand around your name. Allah honored you with this name of Khalid, or Ali, or Hudayfa, Hisham, Muhammad, Saeed. Honorable names Allah gave you. You put them aside and you chose something smoke, or something dog, or something hustle. You spent years building a brand about this name, around this name. What is interesting is that the moment you die, the very first thing that is forgotten about you is your name. You've died and you're in the masjid waiting for someone to wash your corpse. People come in looking for you. What do they say? Where is Muhammad? Where is such and such? Smoke, hustle? No. They say, where's the corpse? Ayn al-Jutha? Where's the corpse? They have forgotten your name. It's only been 5 minutes. Your body's still warm. Your name is gone. And then they wash you. They shroud you, they strip you, they sent you, and in my book, some of these brothers, wallah, perhaps don't even deserve to be treated in this way. They should be thrown back into the fields that they served all their lives. Let them be dealt with over there. Then you're carried now on a wooden plank, and you're moving. They're taking you to your grave. Now people, when they ask about you, what do they say? Where is the corpse? They have forgotten that you are a corpse as well now. They say, Ain al janazah. Where is the procession? Where is the funeral? Then you are lowered into your grave with the four or five people who've come just to carry out this obligation because no one really wants to pray upon you. And there's no man who sheds a tear over you because you left no legacy, only a legacy of sin and intoxication and zina and alcohol. And music. And the sky and the earth does not cry upon a person like that. La ilaha illallah, you were saying to me, Ali, the sky and the earth cries over some people when they die. I say to you, yes. Have you not read the ayah where Allah Jalla Jalaluhu said about the people of Pharaoh and Allah despised them? When He took them away in punishment, they died. Allah said, فَمَا بَكَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَا كَانُوا مُنظَرِينَ. The sky and the earth did not weep over them. Abdullah ibn Abbas was asked the question, O Imam, the sky and the earth, it cries over some people? He said, yeah. Because every human being has a door in the sky. For him, for her. From that door comes your rizq, your provisions, your food, your drink, your hidayah. It comes from this door. And to that door rises your good deeds, like your salah, your dhikr, the lecture you are attending. Through that door goes up your deeds. And so when you pass away, that door is closed. And so the sky cries because it misses seeing those good deeds you used to send up to the heavens. And similarly, he said, every one of you has a plot of land where you do ibadah, where you worship Allah on. When you die, that land is missing you now. So it cries. And as for the people of the Pharaoh, when Allah Jalla Jalaluhu took them away, Allah said, the heavens and the earth did not cry over them. Don't be that person who, when you die, the sky and the earth does not weep over you.